We discussed last week a very important inyanim. It's probably the most important session we've had, and many people have told me that being familiarized with these inyanim has helped them very much. So I do want to repeat and summarize what has been discussed in this inyan. There's a Shar HaNun in Kedusha. That Shar HaNun we reach on Shavuos. Shavuos is the day of Yovel, the 50th day. And then we come to the Shar HaNun. The Shar HaNun is Emuna, because the Shar HaNun is something that you can't be masig. You can't understand it. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, wasn't zoicha to the Shar HaNun of Kedusha, of Torah. Only Memtas Shiyarim. And these are the Memtas Shiyarim that we climb up on our way to Shavuos. The Shar HaNun we can't climb into, so that's why we don't count the Yom HaChemishim. The Shar HaNun is Emuna. Emuna is what we're not masig, what we don't understand. And we believe in it even though we don't understand. That's the Shar HaNun, Emuna. The Neshama of a Yid believes and is convinced of its Dreikis, of its Shaychis with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even though it isn't understood. L'havdu Elef Avdalus, there's a Shar HaNun in Tuma. And being opposed to the Shar HaNun in Kedusha, which is Emuna, and that's why in the 50th day we got the mitzvah of Emuna, which is the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the opposing kayach, the Zeh Le'umas Zeh, is the Shar HaNun of Tuma, of apikorsis, of not believing. And that not believing is also l'malo min haseichel and l'malo min hada'as. Just like the emuna of a yid is l'malo min haseichel. We believe, even though we can't explain it with seichel, because we have the emuna b'Yerusha from Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yankov Avinu, there is a certain apikorsis, a certain shah which is apikorsis, which you can't understand. Really, after everything that we've discussed this man, in order the feirish arayis of that there is mitzias Hashem, that Torah is man Hashemayim, that there's chavi yainish, that we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in our daily life, we see him in history, we see him in teva, we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the current events. So the same thing, the apikorsis is lemal manadas. It just doesn't make any sense. There are nebach such people that are so much in the tumah and the Shar HaNun of apikorsis that they go to any extent in apikorsis, even though it doesn't make any sense. You all understand that to say that that this world, this wonderful universe, was made all of a sudden by itself, and everything fits in so wonderfully, everything harmonizes, everything is right in its slot, and everything is interactive with each other. All the pliyes of the world are also interactive with other pliyes, and it works together, summer and winter, day and night, botany and biology, the stars, the other planets, the orbits, the wonderful system that we see there. To say that it happened by itself, those are apikorsim, like the Chayvah Salavava says, if they would see a beautiful picture or a beautiful poem, would they say that ink splashed down by itself and wrote this poem? No. How can they say that the world came to be by itself? The Teret says there are apikorsim of the Shar HaNun, which is l'malum an aseichu l'malum an adas. There are apikorsis, they go to all to the extent of apikorsis, to the point where they defy das. They defy logic. Logic doesn't have it that way. That's the Shar HaNun. there is a klipa of apikosis, a kayach. There is the satan, and he has his machnes, and the ikka machne, he himself is apikosis, a molik. The sharanun, a molik is b'gmatria sefik. And because now in Nikras of the Mashiach is the Zman of the Sharanun of Apikosis, it's their heyday, their field day. So therefore, there is a lot of Apikosis in the world today, in the Goyish world, and it'll have to in the Yiddish world like never before. Never before. Since Minayim HaShabar Alekim Adam Ala Oretz, there always have been beliefs, but Apikosis? Not to believe in anything. They believed that there was pagan worship. They believed in the sun and the moon and the god of war, the god of peace, the god of day, the god of night. They believed in something. But now they just don't believe. This is the Sharanun. So right now, the Anhag in the world is the Sharanun, and the Nesayim by Yidin is to stand and fight with tooth and nail for the Amunah and Zechalten by the Amunah. A Malik, as I said last week, is Begmatria Sufik, to put in Sveikis. So therefore, it's a common thing that even by Yidin, by Bacharim, by middle-aged people, by older people, that all of a sudden they get up one morning and they're plagued with Machshaveis of Sveikis. Every Yid that stood on the Har Sinai will give away his life for the Emunah. And our history is replete with such an inyanim that Yidin, whole communities in the times of the Crusades, in the times of the Gzeiros Tachlitat, whole communities gave away their lives for the Emunah. That's the Yid. This we have in our Teva. So because there is the whole atmosphere is contaminated with the Sharanun of Apikosis, these bad machshavas sometimes have a way of penetrating into the mind of a Yid, a Maimon, who believes. And when these machshavas come, he wants to fight them off. He doesn't want to accept them. He fights. He's unhappy. He's tortured. Many Bachem came to me and they cried. They complained they have such machshavas of sveikis. These machshavas of sveikis aren't logical machshavas. Adarabah, they're the opposite of logic. They're litzanis. They defy logic. But this is in the Sayin now. And the Zayar Kaddish says, speaking about Ikras of the Mashiach, the last period before Mashiach, fortunate is the one, Ashrei Eloi, that in the times of these Nesiyonos, he's going to hold on to Emunah. Just like before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a Makas Choshech. Now there's a Niyan of Choshech. But we're afflicted with it. We're afflicted with that Choshech. And by Mitzrayim, Yidin was speared from that Choshech. Now we're afflicted with that Choshech. And that's how it has to be before the Geula. And the Sfarim warn us about it. And you should know that even Kedoshei Elyon are sometimes tortured with these machshavas. The nafkmina between the Yid, that his neshama was on the Har Sinai, and between somebody who is from the Erev Rav, that wasn't by the Maimed Har Sinai, the one from the Erev Rav, when these machshavas come to him, he welcomes them. Why not? Yeah, that's right. Why should I ride this world in my car with the brakes on? I can't go to the beach on Shabbos. I can't smoke on Shabbos. I can't pursue the taivas of my heart. Why can't I eat what I want? So he welcomes these machshavas. And he goes off the derech. But an erech Yid, whose neshama is from the Har Sinai, that his neshama in Ruchnius is a grandchild from Avraham Avinu's neshama, like our Gufim are, such a Yid will resent these machshavas, who try to ward them off. the idea is even Kedoshe Elyon can have these machshavas. When these machshavas come, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't argue with these machshavas, because these machshavas don't respond to logic. It's like I told you last week, like a fly trying to get out of the spider's web. The more the fly struggles, the more he becomes webbed into that web. Don't fight with these machshavas. Just ignore them. There was a mindset. I'll tell you the mindset, very, very big kitzer. It's a long mindset. But this mindset is mekubal by Yidden, by Chassidim, that the Tzemach Tzedek once came into the Bais Medrash and he saw the Chassidim are talking. So he asks, what are you talking about? So they said, we're talking about the Rebbe Remendel Vitebsky, who went to Eretz Yisrael. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, when you talk about Remendel Vitebsky, you have to put on candles, recover his neshama, because he was a very special neshama. And he told the Mainzer, the Tzemach Tzedek at that time, that there was, you know, today we don't have these things. Just like there are many things that our great grandfathers and great grandmothers saw Giluyim, they saw Mamish revelations, they saw Tzaddikim make wonderful Mavsim. Today we cannot don't hear of these things. So there was Mazikim also, the Gemara talks about Mazikim, and Shechon Aruch you have about Mazikim. And there are things that you have to be careful with, that the Mazikim shouldn't Chas V'Shalom get the best of you. There are Shadim that Rabban Yishlerim created, Erev Shabbos by Nashmashis, they're Mazikim, and they could be Mazik. And they have their own communities, and they have their own, and they're half malachim, half people. And they're from the Sitcha Acha, they're from the Kaichas of the Satan. Today we don't see them, because that's all part of the Hestapanim of Vikras of the Mashiach. But our great grandfathers, they sometimes had encounters with these Mazikim. The Shechon Aruch talks about them. In the Gemara, it tells you that you have to be careful of certain things, because if not, the Mazikim are Chas V'Shalom going to be Mazik you, that you shouldn't, let's say, cut your nails and not wash your hands afterwards. You shouldn't take a haircut and not wash your hands afterwards, and come over these things, which you have right away in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. So, one of these Mazikim, they have their families, just like human beings. And one of these Mazikim once came to a chassid of Remendel Vitebsky and told him that he's making a bris. He didn't introduce himself that he's a mazik, that he's a shade. He's making a bris. You're a ma, you'll come, we want to take you to the bris. So he went to the bris and he made the mila. And as after the mila, he walked by a certain room, he heard a woman crying there. Did he ever tell you this mindset? No. He heard a woman crying there. So he felt he has to help somebody. So he knocks on the door, what can I help you with? So she says, you should know that I'm a Yiddish tachter. I was born by a nice Jewish family. And these Mazikim captured me. I'm in captivity. And this child that you are now, Mala is my child. And it's terrible here, it's full of tumor, and I can't get out of here. And I want to caution you, she told him, don't eat anything. Once you eat something here, they have the spell over you. You wouldn't be able to get out of here anymore. So he told them, they made a nice, beautiful party, who covered the bris, and he said he has a bellyache and he can't eat. And then they took him home. And then he came to the Rebbe Remendel Vitebsky. And Rebbe Mendele told him that you should know the Mazikim are after you, and these people are Mazikim. Watch out. What should I do? So he says, when they invite you again to come to a bris, tell them that they're nothing. They're nothing. So, and that's going to help you out. So he was invited again. He came to that bris, and And then they asked him to eat something. So he says, no, I'm not eating, because you're mazikim. So all of a sudden they changed forms and they became animals, and they became very fierce animals, tigers and lions, and fire and smoke was emitted from their nostrils, and they started charging at him. So he said, you're nothing. And as he is ungarnished, as he kept on saying, you're nothing, he sees that they're decimating. They're becoming less and less. And they try to rush towards him, and he said, you're nothing. They become less, 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 less. They're disappearing. He was mevatel them. And then one of them remained. And he said, I am Ashmedai, the Reish of the Shadim. The Gemara talks about Ashmedai, who took Shlaim HaMelech into captivity. It's a Gemara in Gittin. So I am the Reish of the Shadim. And why do you say that I'm nothing? You know that I can make mincemeat out of you. So he said, my Rebbe said that you're nothing. Who's your Rebbe? She says, Reb Mendel Vitebska. So he says, I gotta look him up. He has a book with all the Rebbes. He has to look him up. So he comes back right away and says, you're lucky. I looked up my book. In my book, I have Torahs and Chedusha Torah of many, many manhigim of Yisrael. And if these Torahs are in my book, I have a kayach over you. But your Rebbe's Torahs aren't in my book. Because your Rebbe, when he says Torah, says, Bilti lat Hashem levadei, only for the Rabban Yishleilim alone, without any slightest negiyah that he does it for his covet. And since your Rebbe isn't in my book, I have no kayach over you, and I'm going to take you home. And that's how he was speared. So the Tzemach Tzedek concluded that since the Rebbe of Mendele is such a big tzaddik that even the mazikim have no kayach over him. So when you speak about such a tzaddik, you have to light candles, the kroyva. So they lit the candles. This is the mindset which is mekubal by chassidim. So let's analyze this mindset. These are mazikim, the kayachas of the sitcha achra, the kayachas of the ra. How did he combat them? By telling them, you're nothing. I ignore you. You have no kayach. You're a paper tiger. You're nothing. And that's how these mazikim are still existing today. But because today is a hest upon them, to have no rishus to appear in a supernatural way, that we should see that there are supernatural things. They're there, but they don't appear to us. But they're there in the mazikas anyway. Some, like the Gemara says, right in the beginning of Brachas, speaking about these shadim, that you see by the Talmidei Chachamim, the clothes become frayed, rubbed off. It comes from these mazikim. And the Gemara tells also other things that these mazikim do, make people trip. A person sometimes trips, it doesn't know why he trips, because of these mazikim. The idea is, these mazikim are there. And these are the machshavas of sfeikas that find their way into Yiddish minds. What's the Eitzah to that? The Eitzah of the Mendele Vitebska, ignoring them, telling them, you're nothing. I'm not going to argue with you, because I only argue with a smart person using logic, logic against logic. You're nothing. I ignore you. I just don't, I'm not gairus you. That's the way that you should treat these machshavas when they come in chas v'shalom to you. Don't argue with them. You're going to become more entangled if you argue with them. Just ignore them. Say Shema Yisrael, Beitim Rabbeinu Shleilim, that you should be relieved of these mazikim. And just like there's a galus for Klal Yisrael, there's also a pchina of galus for every individual. Galus Hayachid. And that's what David the Melech was mispalo for when he said, "Kaveh o nafshi ge'ala, begayo my nefesh from the galus." Just like the galus has a kates, Mashiach has to come at a certain time. So these inyanim also have a kates. They only have a kayach, a limit. a certain time, and when that time comes, they must let you go. Actually, this eitzah of ignoring them and being mevatel them, we have in the Gemara by Chametz. Because like the Zayah says, and the Radbash says, that's the only explanation. Taisus in the beginning of Pesachim asks Akasha, why was so machma by Chametz? So Taisus wants to say Pshatim. The Rush says that the Taisus Pshatim don't hold water. So he says his own Pshatim. Others say that the Rushes don't. It's hard to know why we're machmir by chametz more than by avodah zarah, more than by any other isuri and that we need bedik and we need bittul and we need all these inyanim of bittul and even a mashahu. Why are we so much machmir by chametz? So in Tshuva Saradbaz he says we have no eitzah, but we must resort to the zayah. The zayah says that chametz is the eitzah hara. And that's why we're so machmer by chametz. Chametz is the symbol. It symbolizes the yetzahara. So what do we do by chametz? The ikar mitzvah of tashbisu siyam bebateichem, of getting rid of the chametz, is dafke for the bittel. We're mevatel it. We say chametz, I don't recognize you. You're nothing. You're bittel and hefka ki yafke diyara. You're nothing. And that's the best bittul of chametz. Ignore the chametz. I'm not interested in you. You're a minus quantity. You're a nothing. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. On Pesach, right after he was mevatel his chametz, Pesach at night, when he went to have the mechamah with the Abba Melechim. So what did he do? He took earth and threw sand on them. And it was a nest, and it turned into ammunition. Why did he throw? Yitin kafachal, by the pasuk says, he threw offer on them. Why did he throw offer on them? If the Eibishter wants to make a nest, let them disintegrate. Why did he have to throw offer on them? But these Abba Melachim were big klipais. They were the Eitzahara. They were the chametz. How did Avraham Avinu? How was he mevatel with them? By throwing offer on them, by ignoring them. By telling them you're ki afra diyara, you're bottle, you're nothing, you're offal, you're dust, nothing. This is how you evaluate about these machshavas. Don't worry about these machshavas when they come. It's going to go away. Maybe after a week, maybe after a month, maybe after a year. Some people suffer for several years, but they have to fight and ignore these machshavas, and then. All of a sudden, the clouds go away, and they see the blue, beautiful sky again, and it's clear. It's not cloudy anymore. And the Emuni becomes bright again, more than before. More than before. The Emuni will be vivid, more than before, after you go through these Nisyainis. But the Icarus, don't argue with them. Be mikayim alay sesuru, like I told you last week. As la geirish, when it comes, drive it away. And the tzaddikim already foretold us that these things are going to happen. And when these machshavas come, you don't have any aveira. Adrab, you're having a mitzvah, that you're driving them away, that you're ignoring them. That's one of the biggest mitzvahs in the Torah. Leisesuru achrei levavachem v'achrei yeneichem. Leisesuru means don't go scouting like by the Meraglim, Lasar Asaras, they went to scout, they went to find out, to explore. Don't explore these machshavas. Don't think into them and try to find out how you can argue against them. Don't argue. Ignore them. Adrabe, it's not an aveira when these machshavas come. It's a matanim and a shemayim, and it gives you the opportunity to be mikayim one of the biggest mitzvahs in the Torah, the mitzvah of anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of emunah, the mitzvah of v'lo yisusuru achrei levavachem. The whole Torah is totally in that. That's the tikkun for all the aveiros. This is a tikkun aklali for all the aveiros, because emunah is the reish of all the mitzvahs. Holding to emunah and driving away and repelling all these bad machshavas is the tikkun for all the tayag aveiros. And don't worry about it. Ki elai li'olam yiznach Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom won't forsake you. You're going to have your geula, your private geula, and you're certain with it, just like Yidin are certain with their klal yizdeke geula. And the be mevakish tachnunim from the Rabbanu Shalom, that you shouldn't be plagued by this. And if you do it with valiance, as if you're daft to Zion, like the Rabbanu Shalom expects it from you, you can be mikatzei, or this man of the Nesoyan. Let's say that there's achas v'shalom gezeira, this is a bad gezeira. A person achas v'shalom should suffer, let's say, 2 years from that. It's terrible. But if he does it with the emunah and he works hard, so the Rabbanu Shalom will cut short the period of his nesoyanus, and he'll be relieved of them earlier than that. Just like the Yidin in Mitzrayim had a gezeira 400 years, and they went out after 210 years. Just like we know that in our present galus, there are two kinds of geulais, be'ita and achishena. There's a certain zman when Mashiach must come. Nobody knows that zman. Even Yankov Avinu couldn't transmit it to his children. But then there are pekidais, that it can come earlier. If Yidin Azayicha, that means achishena. The Rabbanu Shalom will hurry it up. There is Be'ita and Achishena. And these inyanim have been relieved of these nesiyanis. There's also Be'ita and Achishena. If you perform nicely and you find chayim by the Rabbanu Shalom, you're going to be zeicha to Achishena. He's going to cut the time of your nesiyanis. And Hashem is Baruch Shetelpske, Dachias Matan Teira, Yayim HaChamishim. And we're going to hear the Kailos Subrakim of Matan Torah. We're going to, the Rabbanu Shalom will give us our Chaylik in the Torah again, like it did by the Har Sinai. Everything that the Torah says in the Yom Tov happens again when that Yom Tov comes. On Pesach was Zeicha de Geula. On Shavuos was Zeicha to Matan Torah. And Rabbi Sheshetok, we should all be Zaycha to Matan Torah and to Avodas Hashem with Ahavas Hashem, with Yiras Hashem, and with Simcha, and with Zaycha to the Geula, and a good Yom Tov, a Freilich and Yom Tov.